I think growing up on the land is something I always carry with me, and I don't think I can separate that from myself. And I think it's taught me a lot, whether it was directly from relatives or kin, or indirectly, you know, from spirit. You realize later spirit was teaching you something when you're discerning in the quiet or when you're older. But yeah, I mean, even the moose hunt example, whether you're doing a communal hunt or a youth hunt or with family or kin, it teaches you a lot. You know, even maybe at a young age, you've been trudging along for hours and all you want to do is have a shot, and you're told, you know, you're not ready for that yet and you can't skip ahead to do it yet. And so you have to be okay with that. And so not sort of rushing that process and that time needed to prepare. It teaches you patience, that's for sure. Patience and deep listening. You're always paying attention to your surroundings. You're observing and you're listening for any signs or any movement. So whether it's branches breaking in the bush that you hear or the changing of the wind, you know, you're always listening for those sounds and those movements. And when you do hear them, what does that mean? What does it indicate? So you're always kind of taught to do that and to be that. And I can see how that plays out a lot in my life in different ways, but I can definitely pair it with conducting evaluation in a good way in community for sure.